Thank you very much for that introduction, and I appreciate the time spent with you here tonight. I wanted to make the announcement that the reason I'm standing behind this microphone is I'm recording this, and I'm hoping to put it up on my website. And any other microphones that you guys have around you in the room are not connected to the recording device, so that preserves your anonymity. My voice will be the only one on the recording. Therefore, if any questions are asked, I will be repeating them into this microphone. And again, that way, it is just my voice. I'm going to be putting this up on my website, hoping to help spread the word on helping to prevent bullying. So again, thank you for having me. I think most of you know who I am, but let me just go through a little bit of background in what my personal experience was, what my family's personal experience was with bullying. Four children, son Matthew, number two in line, second oldest, was a late bloomer. And the other aspect that was, I guess, a strike against him was that we ended up sending him to school early because he was chomping at the bit to go when he was younger and very, very bright. So with boys, that's a blessing and a curse, as some of you may know. There were also boys that started school at the same time he did that weren't going to school, in essence, a year early, but had been held back by a year. And what that caused was almost a 2-calendar-year difference in age, which doesn't end up mattering all that much until a little bit later. And I do believe that my son had been picked on long before we ever heard about it. But by the time things got really serious, I had a short, kind of little bit pudgy, very cute, very sweet, wears his heart on his sleeve kid who was being bullied by 6-foot-tall, shaving, full-bearded men, basically, that were in his grade, in 8th grade. And by the time we heard about it, it was way too late in terms of trying to break the cycle because my son had already been labeled as a perfect target. So let me talk a minute about targets. A bully is looking for a reaction. We all know that. It's very obvious. If a bully doesn't get any reaction from a kid, they'll move on to somebody who will give them a reaction. Unfortunately, my son Matthew reacted in all ways. Everything from despair, anger, all the way up through crying. And when a bully can get you to cry, that is kind of the ultimate reward. And once you're labeled as somebody that will cry once, the bully could be relentless in trying to get that reaction out of you again. So by the time parents and school people started to try and get involved, the reputation was already there, the target was already well established. And my poor son was suffering under a few bullies, but one in particular, and some of you know, but most of you probably don't know, that the reason that we ended up taking my son out of public school was that the emboldened bully that wasn't suffering any consequences for picking on my son in various forms kept escalating and getting worse and worse and worse until the day that he threatened to rape my son, and he did it in front of other people who heard, and fortunately it got back to us as parents. Unfortunately, the school wasn't stepping up to do anything about it, and I have theories on why that happened, but there are probably some reasons that I shouldn't go into, other than I think that there was some threatening going on from the bully's parents. The bully's parents were actually protecting him as opposed to making him suffer the consequences of his actions, which only caused the kid to keep escalating his behavior. And the long story short of that kid didn't stop, obviously, at my son. He had other targets and he had other behaviors that he continued, and he ended up being expelled from school before he graduated from high school. So, but what happened with our son is when we found out that he had been threatened to be raped, I just turned to my husband and I said, "We're going to find him in a heap on the floor of the locker room and wish we had done something." And the next day he was in a private school. So that served as the catalyst to break the bullying cycle in that particular case. I can't say that the private school that we chose was the best place of all for my particular child, but at least we got him out of what I considered to be a life-threatening situation.